Frank Fairfield is here in the Roadhouse. Thanks for being here, Frank. And you're typically dressed in the gray tweed jacket, the white shirt, brown slacks, and black shoes. Wow. But there's something different, Frank. There's the mustache.
Oh.
Nice stash.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
How long have you been working on that?
I don't know. It just kind of showed up one of these days.
It looks good. So those two songs, what were those?
The first one was a little thing called Someday You'll Be Free, and the other's a medley of Haste to the Wedding, an old, pretty old fiddle tune, old jig, and The Darling True Love.
And those are off of your, two of those are both off of your new, brand new album, Out on the Open West on Tompkins Square.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats on the new record.
Thank you.
And that's coming out on May 31st. Yeah. And also the same time that the short documentary made about you is coming out, and it's playing the Seattle International Film Festival the same week. So we're celebrating Frank Fairfield that week. Congrats on both.
Well.
So you made the record now with some other people. There was people joining you on the sessions where the first record was all just you. And,
yeah, it was just myself.
Yeah. Tell us who was with you on the recording for the new record.
Well, my friend Tom Marion is on one of them. Mm-hmm. Who's a really great string player, one of the best that I know. And then John Blind Boy Paxson was on one. And these boys called the Petrovic Boys. Petrovic, they play in this group called the Petrovic Blasting Company, and they're these two brothers. And then this other fellow that plays with them named Brandon Armstrong played on a song altogether. We had a string band. And then a fellow named Willie Watson did another one.
From Old Crow Medicine Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has that group.
Well, sounds great. And are you going to be on tour this summer? Where can people see you?
Well, I'm kind of on a little runabout right now, and I'll be heading back to Los Angeles for a few days and heading to Europe till the end of some other month at some point.
Right.
I don't know, I can't keep track of things very well.
For most of the summer, yeah.
And then I don't know. We'll see what shows up.
Yeah. Now, with full disclosure, I made that short documentary about you, and it's at frankfairfieldfilm.com. And the best parts about the short doc is about you and record collecting. I'm not sure if everyone's aware that you're a pretty avid record collector. And part of the, in the film, you talk about, people who collect records, they're not just collecting things. It's more than just stuff, I think, right?
Well, hopefully. I guess I'm just see what shows up usually, and a lot of times some pretty interesting things show up and things that can give you a bigger picture into things, and I guess a little more pieces of the puzzle, and I don't know.
Yeah, I think what you were talking about in the film is that it kind of retracts back at you. You kind of get a bigger picture of the time, of the period, and it's not just stuff.
I don't know. I don't really consider anything to be any period. I don't really collect any records from any one particular period. I just happen to like when vernacular music was still being recorded commercially, and that didn't go on for a very long time. And in certain areas, it certainly did, and I have many gramophone records from, as late as the 60s, mostly because I don't really deal with other mediums apart from 78 records, just to keep myself with some restraint somewhere.
What type of stuff are you looking for these days?
Whatever shows up, just go and see what. I've been really enjoying finding some good Midwestern fiddler records, so that's been something I've really been getting a lot out of, is to hear a lot of, Anglo-American fiddle tunes that were being recorded, kind of earlier styles than what is generally referred to as the Southern style, or Southeastern hillbilly music or whatever. You know, this is more the old time, mostly playing quadrille, polkas and, jigs and things like that, and tends to be a lot more about individual arrangements and about very spontaneous variations on melody, and it's really lovely to get to hear a lot of that. And unfortunately, there's really no good way to hear any of that unless you've found these records. Very little of that is ever get reissued. I don't really keep up with what gets reissued that much anymore.
But. Yeah. And on this new record, are there really original songs? I guess sometimes you just piece an old song and with another old song to get a new song.
Well, it depends on, I don't know, a few of them are just kind of stock verse songs, but then again, I think that's what a lot of vernacular music is, a bunch of stock verses, and it's more about how you piece them together and do something with them. And a few of them are a little more written out, not quite as a ballad or anything. I'm not a songwriter. I'm not a wordsmith or whatever you want to call it. There have certainly been people that are very good at that, but I don't really consider myself to be good at that. Or I certainly don't want to be considered a singer-songwriter or anything like that. I think songs are meant to be sung. They're not meant to be owned by somebody and be so personal that it's silly for someone else to sing this guy's song. I think that's kind of a very novel concept. But
some of these songs are going to say Frank Fairfield on the credits as opposed to traditional.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It sounds great. Congratulations.